Thank you, Madam Chair. The Kuwait government has yet to address the citizenship concerns of over 120,000 Bedouins who are stateless in Kuwait. Since 1986, the government has stripped the stateless of the legal right to public service, including education, housing, health, ultimately citizenship. Of note, Kuwait doesn't allow its female nationals to confer nationality to their children. And as a result, Kuwaiti women married to a Bedouin man give birth to stateless children. Followed by a repeated call from rights group, the Kuwait government introduced a law that permitted naturalization of Bedouin and their descendants based on a yearly quota. However, only a small number of Bedouin are able to acquire nationality through this process. Several UN organs have raised concern over this issue, including the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination, to no avail. In this context, ICA Safety recommends the following steps to be taken. The UN Forum on Minority Issues should convene a session dedicated to addressing the systemic discrimination against the stateless population of Bedouin in Kuwait and shed light on the violation of human rights of the Bedouins and demand the Kuwaiti government for long overdue reforms, including just gender discriminatory laws. The Forum, along with the Office of the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, should urge the Kuwaiti government to establish an independent tribunal to access naturalization claims by Bedouins and ensure its effective implementation. Kuwait must find a sustainable solution in accordance with international standards to remedy the situation of Bedouins, to ensure that they are not victims of systemic discrimination. Finally, Kuwait should take steps to ensure that the basic rights of its stateless population are respected, including their inalienable right to nationality, as enshrined in Universal Declaration for Human Rights and other relevant international laws. I thank you, Madam Chair.